stories to grow by, stories to grow by every day. Welcome to Stories to Grow By. We hope that you're here to stay. We've got fairy tales. We've got folk tales from all over the world. So stay here and grow from stories to grow by,
stories to grow by
every day.
Hi, I'm Elaine Lindy.
And I'm Lon Frederick Palitz.
Lon, that's L as in llama?
Last time you said lollipop.
Well, L as in licorice stick?
Sure.
It's not Ron, it's Lon. That's the important thing. And we are here, Lon and me, to present the very first episode of Stories to Grow By Presents. So storiestogrowby.org is the website where our fairy tales and folk tales come from that you will hear.
It's a good website.
And at the end of each story, what you'll find in your Stories to Grow By Presents podcasts is a special treat at the end.
Kids' comments.
So kids tell us what they think about the story on our website. And here we're going to read aloud a bunch of really fun and cool and interesting comments that kids have to say about the story. So stay tuned at the end. So the story might say the end at the end. It is not the end of the podcast because we have the kids' comments to share with you, which is maybe the best part.
And maybe your comments will be heard in the next podcast.
Indeed. Everyone's invited to go to storiestogrowby.org, find a story, and tell us your thoughts too. But let's get right into our first story, which will be
The Ugly Duckling.
The Ugly Duckling, a classic tale written by Hans Christian Andersen. Most fairy tales and folk tales aren't actually written by a person. They're passed down for so many hundreds and thousands of years. No one knows who wrote it. It got changed so many times, it doesn't even matter. But this one was written by Hans Christian Andersen.
Yeah, it's a touching story, and you got to feel sorry for the ugly duckling. But we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. And so now, without any further ado, we'd like to present to you The Ugly Duckling, narrated by Stories to Grow By's very own Wendy Dissinger, adapted by yours truly. And so now, without any further ado, sit back and listen to
The Ugly Duckling.
This is the fairy tale story of The Ugly Duckling. It is brought to you by Stories to Grow By. On a farm long ago, a mama duck sat on her nest. "How long must I wait for my babies to hatch?" she said. "I have to sit here all alone, and no one comes to visit me." But what could she do? A mama duck must keep her eggs warm until they hatch. At last, the eggs began to crack. One by one, yellow ducklings stepped out of their shells. They shook their wings and said, "Quack, quack." "Look at all of you," said Mama Duck with joy. "You are all so cute." "Quack, quack," they said. Mama Duck said, "Come and line up. We will go down to the lake for your very first swim." She counted, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. "Oh dear," she said, "I should have 6 ducklings." But one large egg was still in the nest. "Well," said Mama Duck, "it looks like that big egg will take more time." So she had to go and sit on her nest again and wait some more. The next day, the big egg started to hatch. Out came a baby boy bird. But if one may say so, it was an odd-looking thing. This bird was much bigger than the others. He was not yellow at all. He was dark gray from his head to his feet, and he walked with a funny little wobble. One of the yellow ducklings pointed. "What is that? He cannot be one of us." "I have never seen such an ugly duckling," said another. "How can you say such a thing?" said Mama Duck in her stern voice. "You are only one day old. Your brother hatched from the very same nest as you did. Now line up. We will go to the lake for your very first swim." Yet the other ducklings quacked, "Ugly, ugly, ugly." The ugly duckling did not know why the other ducklings were yelling at him. He took the last spot in line. Each yellow duck jumped in the river and swam behind Mama Duck. When it was his turn, the ugly duckling jumped in and started to paddle too. "At least he can swim," Mama Duck said to herself. When they left the water and started to play, the ugly duckling tried to play with his brothers and sisters too. They yelled, "Go away! We will not play with you! You are ugly and you walk weird too!" When Mama Duck was close by, she would not let them talk in this way. "Be nice," she would scold, but she was not always close by. One day, one of the yellow ducklings said to the ugly duckling, "You know what? You would do us a big favor if you just went away from here." All of them started to quack, "Get out, get out, get out." "Why won't they let me stay here?" said the ugly duckling to himself. He hung his head down low. "Oh, they are right. I should go." That night, the ugly duckling flew over the farmyard fence. He flew till he landed on the other side of the lake. There, he met two grown-up ducks. "Can I please stay here for a while?" said the ugly duckling. "I have nowhere else to be." "What do we care?" said one of the ducks. "Just don't get in our way." Woof, woof. Suddenly, a big hungry dog came tearing by, chasing the two ducks. They quickly flew up in the air, and their feathers fell to the ground. The poor ugly duckling froze in fear. The dog sniffed and sniffed at the ugly duckling, then turned away. "I am too ugly even for the big hungry dog to want," said the ugly duckling with his head hung low. Then the sky turned dark. Crack! A bolt of lightning. Then came a big storm with heavy rains pouring down from the sky. In just moments, the ugly duckling was soaked through and through. And then a cold wind started to blow. "Brrr," he said with both wings held close to his chest. "If only there was a place I could go and get dry." All at once, a tiny light blinked far off in the woods. Could it be someone's hut? He flew to the door. "Quack!" said the ugly duckling. The door of the hut creaked open. "What is all this noise?" said an old woman, looking right and left. Her eyes were not that good. And then she looked down. "Ah, look at that! It's a duck!" She picked up the ugly duckling and dropped him inside her hut. "You can stay here, but only if you lay eggs," she said. A tomcat and hen crept up to the ugly duckling. "Who do you think you are coming in here and taking up our room by the fire?" said the cat. "Squawk," said the hen. "I do not need anyone else in this hut laying eggs." "Do not worry about that," said the ugly duckling. "I am a boy duck." "Then why are you still here?" said the cat. "Did you not hear what the old woman said? Get out of here, pretender," clucked the hen. "Get out, get out," hissed the cat. The door was still a bit open, so our poor ugly duckling slipped out the door and back into the storm. "No one wants me," said the ugly duckling with a tear in his eye. The storm ended. Soon he found a new lake. Looking into the water, the ugly duckling saw the reflection of a flock of large white birds flying overhead. He looked and could not believe what he saw. There above him were the most beautiful birds he had ever seen. Their long white bodies and slender necks seemed to just glide through the sky. He watched until the very last bird had winged its way out of view. He stayed at the lake all by himself, and time passed. The leaves of the trees turned deep red and gold, and then the leaves fell to the ground. Winter came, setting a blanket of white snow all over. The cold wind and the dark clouds made the ugly duckling feel even more sad. He had to go into the cold, cold lake to fish, but it was getting harder to swim. The lake was turning to ice. One day, it was all he could do to paddle the water to keep from freezing around him and trapping him in the lake. "I am so tired," he said, paddling with all his might. The ice got thicker and drew closer to him. In a moment, two giant hands swept him up. "You poor thing," said a farmer. He held the ugly duckling close to his thick wool jacket and took the bird to his home. Never was a warm fireplace more welcome. For the rest of the winter, the farmer cared for the ugly duckling. Then spring came. Tips of green covered the trees. Short, bright flowers popped up from the ground. "It is time for you to go to the lake to swim again, as you were born to do," said the farmer. He took the duckling back to the lake where he had found him and set him with care on the water. "Gosh, I feel strong," said the young bird, flapping his wings. "Why, I never felt as strong as I do right now." He heard quiet splashing sounds behind him and turned around. A flock of those same beautiful birds he had seen in the sky before landed behind him on the water. "Do not worry," he said to them, holding out one wing. "I will go now. I will not make trouble for you." A big fat tear rolled down his cheek. He turned to go away, but when he opened his eyes, he saw a reflection in the water of one of those beautiful white birds. Why was it so close to him? He jumped back, and the reflection jumped back too. "What is this?" he said. He stretched his neck, and the reflection of the beautiful bird stretched its neck too. "Why are you going so soon?" said one of the beautiful birds. "Stay here with us," said another. "We'll be great friends." Then the bird who used to be the ugly duckling knew what had happened. He was no longer an ugly gray bird that wobbled when it walked. At one moment, all the swans flapped their wings and took off into the sky. "Come with us," one called back. "Take the lead." So he flapped his wings fast and took his place in front of the whole flock. All his new friends flapped their wings behind him. "Say," he said, gliding and dipping through the sky as he sped on, "who's an ugly duckling now? Surely not I." The end.
Hi, Elaine here again.
And Lon.
And as promised, we're going to be sharing with you what kids had to say about the ugly duckling. So, Abby sent this one. "What a great story," she said. "The ugly duckling reminds me of myself because I am the ugly duckling."
And Kyle sent this. "Do not mind what people think of you. Sometimes it's better to ghost oneself for a little while, away from all distractions, and to come back even better, as the ugly duckling did at the end of this story."
To ghost for a little while. I know what Kyle means by that. So Carrie's a little older, and she said, "I never felt like I belonged with people my age because I was tall and I was always so shy. At the end, the story shows that no matter what, you'll always get through stuff." She also says that looks shouldn't matter because everyone is unique and different. And then Kyrie closes by saying, "This story shows to not be mean to people and to always show respect."
So she was tall and shy. Huh. Fuyahina, who's 15, said her friends didn't like her because she was too short.
Oh. Matthew said that at the end, the ugly duckling should have gloated in front of the other ducks. Interesting thought, Matthew.
Torin said no one talks to him half the time. He says, "You're not always going to be accepted." Says, "But it's okay. You're great on your own."
That sounds like Manuel, who said he was always picked on by his family. Manuel said, "The important lesson the duckling learned is that it doesn't matter who you are or what you look like, you will always be someone great."
Well, Elaine, let's wrap this up soon. What do you think?
All right, a few more?
Okay, absolutely. So Reza here kind of wraps things up. She says the moral of Ugly Duckling is that no matter what others say or think, you should always believe in yourself. "There is beauty, even in imperfection," she writes. "The world may turn against your back," she says, "but you have got nothing to lose."
That's well said, Raisa. And one from Penelope, who said, "The most important lesson the ugly duckling learns is not to treat others poorly just because of what they look like."
Well, there's a lot to say about this story, as is obvious.
And everyone else should know, it's not too late to send us your thoughts on Ugly Duckling or any other story that we have at storiestogrowby.org.
We have a website.
So if you go to storiestogrowby.org, you can find any number of stories. And at the end of each one, look for the comment box. And that's where you can put in your own thoughts.
What was that URL again?
Glad you asked, Lon. storiestogrowby.org.
So that's Elaine and myself, Lon, signing off for Stories to Grow By Presents. Please join us next episode for more fun stories.
And be sure to subscribe to this podcast. So long, story lovers.
So long.
Stories to Grow By is a project of the Lindy Foundation. The theme song was written and performed by Ariel Lindy Herlick.